The effects of challenging behavior can make for a very stressful environment. It can throw me off my lesson if I'm not prepared for the behavior that's coming. I've talked to other teachers where it's made them uneasy about going into the room or approaching a subject and not being able to get through the material that you planned to get through. For the students that are affected by it, some of them shut down, especially if it's a student that they've been with in a classroom over a few years. If they've looped with them, they have associated that behavior with school and they don't like school anymore, so they don't want to listen. For the student that's creating the challenging behaviors, it's a tension. So there's something else going on that needs to be addressed and they're not learning. Overall, it can make for a very stressful and an unproductive environment. What I tell new first year teachers is go and sit in somebody's class, find out who is good at classroom management, find out who knows how to communicate with kids, go and fill that toolbox, especially in the beginning, because you don't know what you don't know. You learn a lot of different strategies and you have to know your kids. I really think that's just really the biggest part of it. If you don't put in the work to know your kids, it doesn't matter whether you're first year or tenure teacher, challenging behavior is what it is. And students know who's there for them and who trusts them, I believe. So the challenges are not as frequent. And when they do pop up, you can diffuse them that much quicker. It's all about the relationships and just learning as much as you can and exposing yourself to as much as you can.